Now this is Pharaoh time. Sometimes a boar hog, if he's let run in the woods, where I come from, they let their hogs run on the range, mm-hmm. he'll grow big
tushes.
What do you call the things that stick out of a hog that they used to make toothbrushes out of?
This one.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing that you used to fill up with water in order to give the horse a drink?
Tank. You used to use a trough. Right?
Mm-hmm. What do you feed the hogs out of?
A trough.
If you were going to turn a bull into a steer or a stud into a gelding, what would you call the operation? What would you say you were doing to him?
Castrate.
Any other words that you know for that?
Cut knife.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear the word alter?
Yeah.
If a calf's being weaned, he usually sets up quite a fuss for the first few nights, I guess. What do you call the noise that he makes? You say the calf,
Moan.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sheep down the blade.
Yeah. A calf bawls and the sheep blates. At feeding time, cows usually make a kind of a noise. What do you call the noise that they make?
Moan.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the noise that a horse makes? Characteristic noise.
Whinny.
Mm-hmm. If you had an old hen sitting on a bunch of eggs, what would you call her? What kind of a hen?
Hatmated.
Now, what do you call a place where you keep the chickens?
Chicken house. Mm-hmm. Chicken park. Chicken house. Chicken house. Chicken park. Chicken park.
Any other word?
Hen house, they call them.
You ever hear the word coop?
Coop, you coop the chickens.
Oh, you make a distinction.
Yeah, the difference. Coop, chicken house.
Uh-huh. And you keep the little chickens in the coop and the big chickens in the house. All right. That's new to me. I never
keep big chickens in a coop and little coop. It's a small place for them to go in and out to bottom. Some made solid and some made slats so we can see out the top. But they know we're getting out on that one door, the little fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Put the little chickens in there.
Now, if you cut a chicken up just right, you get three pieces of breast, and if you eat one of them, you get a bone that looks like this, and used to tear it apart and make a wish. What do you call that bone?
Wishbone.
You ever call it anything else?
Yeah, I've heard another name for it, but I don't remember what it was.
Uh-huh. Did you ever know anybody who used to clean the insides of a hog and make them edible, fix them up so they could eat them?
I've heard of it. I never saw it done.
Do you have any idea what they'd call them once they got them cleaned up?
Well, I don't know. No, I've heard it.
They do this in the South, I think, more than they do up here. Did you ever hear of chitlins?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've never seen any.
Uh-huh. Well, some of the insides of animals are always edible, like the liver and the heart, things like that. Do you have any special term to cover all of those things?